The Traveler's Journal, March 28th. Exploring Canada's Sunshine Coast. The British Columbians call the 100 miles of shoreline that stretches north from Vancouver the Sunshine Coast. It's rainy season there now. Yet, warmed by ocean currents, shielded by Vancouver Island, and sheltered beneath the coastal mountains, the inside waterway of the Georgian Straits has Canada's mildest winter climate. This is a place where sheer mountains plunge straight into the ocean, of saltwater inlets and freshwater lakes, of windswept isles and fern-floored forests. The sandy beaches of the Sunshine Coast have become a popular weekend excursion for people driving north from Vancouver. The winding, shore-hugging Highway 101 and numerous ferry boat crossings make for a leisurely journey. Other small ships and float planes provide access to points of interest that lay beyond the range of wheels. The offshore waters, rich with sea life, beckon fishermen, sea kayakers, and hardy skin divers. An impressive number of nature preserves lie along this short stretch of coast, both onshore and off. Picturesque villages, such as Langdale, Gibson's, Garden Bay, and Lund, offer the allure of simple civilization. Bayside restaurants, cozy B&Bs, and antique shops, along with the occasional museum, to provide insight into the local culture. Once a province of the Seychelles Indians, the landscape of the Sunshine Coast is remarkably unchanged from the days when clans, who named themselves after bear, wolf, and killer whale, hunted these waters and foraged along these shores. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check our website, travelersjournal.com.